The time is 8:10. Will the railways work better if Labour are elected to government? This morning, the party is announcing a plan which does not use the word renationalise, but speaks of most private passenger rail contracts coming into public ownership in the first term of a Labour government. Many are due to expire anyway within the next 5 years, but Labour is not promising public ownership throughout the system, as unions would like. There will still be private rail freight, privately owned rolling stock, and some private operators under the open access franchise system. Let's turn to the experience, first of all, on one line, the West Coast Main Line, where business and political leaders have long warned that delays and performance failures to Manchester Piccadilly and out of Manchester Piccadilly are significantly damaging the economy of the North and the Midlands. Nick Ransom, our reporter, is at the station now. How is it this morning, Nick?
Good morning. Yes, it's a bit of a rainy morning here, unfortunately. But I'm standing just under the entrance, or next to the entrance of Manchester Piccadilly, opened in 1842, would you believe? And you'll know it if you've been here. There's an incline that heads up to a bronze statue depicting seven blind veterans to head onto the concourse. And yeah, we've just had a pianist playing some rather jaunty tunes. Very busy at the moment. We've got lots of people coming out. Lots of Manchester United scarves I've seen this morning after the match last night. This place has seen plenty of changes since the 1840s when it opened, including those debates around privatisation and nationalisation. In terms of the services we've got here, we've got Avanti West Coast, as you mentioned, that goes down to London. We've got Cross Country that will take you all the way down to Bournemouth. East Midlands Railway as well. Those are all privately owned companies or services. And then we've got the publicly owned services, which are Transpennine Express, Northern, and Transport for Wales now. Nationalisation, one of those topics that is often debated in the political sphere. And with Labour's announcement this morning, I've been asking commuters for their thoughts on the railway network and prospects of nationalisation.
So just tell me a little bit about your experience of the railway service.
Delays, overcrowding, not very clean.
Do you think nationalisation would help in the next government?
It can't be any worse.
Northern, I use a lot to go to Yorkshire.
So you travel on a lot of publicly owned transport.
Yeah,
give me a sense of, do you think it helps having the government in control of things, or actually private companies are better?
Well, I was brought up with, it was British Rail, steam trains.
You can't tell that there's too many differences between them now?
No, I can't really. No, it's too long ago when British Rail was British Rail. But it would be good if it was just one, really.
Normally, how do you find the railway service?
It's pretty fine. Sometimes it gets like delayed. It's been a while for me. I normally just get a train to work and stuff, but it's the later ones around 6 that get delayed, and it's a bit annoying. But I guess in general, they're pretty fine. Yeah.
And do you think, just finally, that the government being in control of the trains or private companies would be better? Which would you say?
It's hard, because the government just screw everything up, don't they? So if it goes back into their hands, it probably would end up being worse than it is. So, privatisation's bad because of the cost of it. It's just terrible. But it probably is better organised, even though it is a bit of a shambles now, if you get what I mean.
Some thoughts from Manchester Piccadilly, and Louise Haig, the Shadow Transport Secretary, is listening to that from our Westminster studio. I saw you smiling as that gentleman there was saying he wasn't sure that the government would be able to run it better. So could you say to him, the trains will be more reliable under a Labour government?